Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
To God alone be the glory. Everyone is very welcome. We thank God for your lives and for the wonderful things that the Lord God is doing. Today we have a word from the living God that we title, The Value of Faith. The Value of Faith. The Value of Faith. Number one, we say that faith is confidence in God and the dependency on Him. Faith, confidence in God and dependency on Him. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11, and let me read verse 6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If your life is not pleasing God, you cannot be accepted in the sight of God. If your life is not pleasing God, you cannot be accepted before Almighty God. In other words, you will not make it back home. You will not make it back home. You are here because God put you here. You are here on this earth because Almighty God, who created you and formed you, He put you here. And He put you here because He has an assignment for your life. And you are going to be judged according to that assignment. So, this morning I said something. I said, we are from heaven, but we have not been there. We are from heaven, but we have not been there. We came here on earth by election. God, in His mighty wisdom, elected you and I to come here unto fulfillment. So there is something about you that you must not take yourself for granted, because you were elected. And if you were elected, you are important into the plan of Almighty God. So you do not want to take your life here for granted. You want to live in the fullness of life. In other words, living fulfilling God's purpose for your life. And you have to strive for it. You have to strive for it. Every single moment of your life, you have to make sure that you are living a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Where do you start from? You start from, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That they that cometh to God, they must believe that He is God, and He is the rewarder of they that diligently seek Him. You want to seek God? That is the eternal life, knowing Him, the true God, and the come to a point that you know you are not moved by the circumstances around you, because you know your God. When things are shaking, and you know, thousands are falling here, 10,000 are falling there, people open their mouth and they say things. There is a casting down. You know your God. So you stand there, you say, wait. I see. You might say there is a casting down, but I say there is what? A lifting up. A lifting up. Diligently seeking Him, they get that reward. Faith is everything. Everything in the Christendom. Faith is all that you have as a child of God. If you lose faith, every time that we are going through situation, matter of fact, it is the faith, it's your faith that is going through situation. You must be battling. You must be facing life circumstances, life situations. But what is really happening? I mean, the worst thing that can happen to a man is death. God Himself said it. He said there is no counsel in the grave. So as far as one is alive, there is hope. But the moment that one dies, that's it. That's it. So then you want to make sure that And for us, we know that life, it is all about God. And the moment that we are not from here, we're supposed to go back to Almighty God through death. Through death. So it's not like we are afraid of death, because it's the transition to go back home. But we want to make sure that we are not condemned as we live our lives here. We are not. He said, the spirit that is with you, within you, beareth witness with your own spirit that you are a child of God. You don't need no one to tell you if you are a child of God or not, because the Holy Spirit beareth witness with your own spirit that you are a child of God. So in other words, when you are not doing right thing, you don't need anyone to come and tell you that you are not doing the right thing. The proof is that the commandment that was given in the old, the time of old, on the tablet, God said, I am changing everything. And he did. No more tablets. I am now releasing the spirit onto your heart. Every single time that you need to know my word, even if you have no idea of it, there is something that is called the spirit of discernment, a gift. I have released my spirit into you. You are going to do something that you know that this is not something that is glorifying God. Even if you have not read it in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will prompt you and tell you that this is not right. It is up to you. Either you listen to that channel of God, or you tune to the devil's channel. It is faith that we live here. Jesus made a statement in John 17. He said, we are in the world here as children of God. He was praying to the Father. He said, Father, the people that you gave me when I was here, I kept them. Now it is my time to come back home. But they are here in the world. They are not from the world. But they are here with the evil one. So my prayer is that, Lord, you keep them away from the evil one. One must have understanding that life is battle. Life is war. Life is war. Everyone is fighting his way out. And you don't want to become a victim of people's craftiness. So your faith must stand. And what you have faith in becomes so important. Because if your faith is in things that are not constant and reliable, you are going to be shaken all the time. All the time. If you go to the Christian, you know, bookstores, probably this is one of the subjects that you will find books all over. Faith. Faith. But what is it about? We are going to see. We said the value of faith. Without it, you forget about serving God. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. So without it, if you don't have it, your Christianity is shallow. If you do not exercise faith in God, and you say you are a child of God, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. There is a man that went through so much, and he still stood on the word of God. Job, the book of Job, Job 1, and the verses 9 to 12. Almighty God himself commanded Job to Satan, which means that this man was doing something right. Because if God testify of you among the people in the surface of this earth and tell you in the face of the devil, Satan, have you considered my son Job, that there is none like him? How righteous he is. How righteous he is. But look at what this young man went through. He said, Satan then said unto the Lord, do Job fear you for naught? He said, the reason why Job is righteous and living the right life, there must be something behind what you are doing to Job. This is the reason why Job is still being a righteous man. Then he said, has not thou make an hedge about Job and about his house and about all that he had on every side? You see, so this is very important, because as a child of God, you must understand the fellowship that you have with God. And when it comes to our faith to God, what is it? Okay, Almighty God, he's there. How do you know of God? Or what do you know of God? But there are certain things that Satan himself, do you know that Satan cannot lie? He's the father of lies. He opened his mouth, it's all lies. But one thing that is sure is that Satan can never lie in the sight before Almighty God. Satan can never ever lie. So if Satan himself is making such a statement about what God has done to Job's life, which is a principle of anyone that stands right in the sight of Almighty God. He said, Satan said, the reason why Job continues serving you, it is because of you, God, what you have done to Job's life. What you have done to Job's life. And this is kingdom principle. This is what is on every child of God's life. What is it? Satan said, God, you have built a hedge. You have built a hedge. So there is a hedge built by Almighty God to every child of God's life. And this one, you have to believe it. You have to believe it. That as you move around, you have believed in our Lord Jesus Christ. Know for sure that there is a protection that is called a hedge. A hedge. You build a house and you build a fence wall around it to protect that house. They will not just jump in like that. The hedge is built automatically around a child of God. Do you have to do something for that hedge to be built? No. No. It's like the release of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to do anything. The moment that you have come to be saved, automatically you enter into the covenant of God. And that hedge comes around your life automatically. This is the testimony of Satan about what God does or has done for his children. You have built a hedge. I can at least identify three things about this hedge. He said, number one, you built a hedge around Job himself. You built a hedge around Job himself and about his house. So God has that protection over yourself. When you go out there, you can be secured about your children and your children's children and all that, because the Lord talks about the hedge concerning your house. The second hedge, the first one is upon you. The second one, automatically, your children. When they are going out there, your household, your house, the Lord is protecting them. It is so powerful when one, seeks to live a righteous life. This is where the power is coming from. Satan has no power over your life because of the protection of God upon your life. As one is seeking, he said, when one is saved in the family, the whole family is saved. What does it mean? This is what it means. If only one can stand unto God's glory, as you stand, your children automatically, let them go out there, let them teach them whatever that they want to teach. The Lord will filter every single thing that is coming upon these children through his word and through his protection. It's a fact. These are facts. These are facts. You don't have to do anything. But you, as a child of God, must know this, that this is what the Lord has done. Protection over yourself, protection over your house, and also protection, a hedge, about all that he had on every side. In other words, everything that pertains to you comes under that covenant. Everything that pertains to you, it comes under that covenant. Certain prayers that we pray, they are completely unnecessary because it is part of the covenant. As far as a child of God stands right in his position of right, there are certain things that are working upon that child's life automatically. Automatically. Devil knows that he can't touch you as far as you are not breaking the hedge. But the word is very specific. He said, if you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. If you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. So you can see, this is where the enemy is having room when we start playing with the hedge that is built around us. A child of God must know his position of security. A child of God must know where he has his strength. Sin, it is not something that one can entertain, because every time that you start playing, living your life in sin environment, you are shaking hands with the devil, the man of sin. The man of sin. He will pull you out of your position of strength and finish you. We are talking about the value of faith. You have built this hedge around him, around his house, and around everything that he had on every side. God, not only that, you have also blessed Job with the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Since this is what you have done, if you truly want to find out if Job's faith is real, then this is what I need you to do. Verse 11 of Job 1, put forth thy hand now. In other words, remove this hedge around Job and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon him put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the living God. God said something that is very important here. You see, we have to be very careful, because Satan said, Job's righteousness is coming from his faith. That Satan was believing that it was coming from out of what God has done for him. So he said, God, remove the hedge around Job and let me go in. A clear indication is that unless God removes that hedge, Satan has no power over your life. Unless God removes that hedge, Satan has no power over a child of God that stands right in the sight of Almighty God. One that lives a life of righteousness. A life of righteousness. You must not be afraid of a life of holiness. Life of holiness is someone whose heart is always free. He lives according to his conscience. As the Holy Spirit is touching him and allowing him to see what is right and what is not right, and the child of God obeying according to the leadings of the Holy Spirit, power is given to that child. And Satan has no power over that child's life. Sometimes when we stand out there and we're praying, you know, we are praying, oh Lord, give me power over my enemies. Oh Lord, you see, the power will come from the way that you live your life. Your consciousness of God, your consciousness of the righteousness of God will give you a position of power. The enemy is powerless. They want to kill you, but they cannot kill you. Because every time that Satan was moving around, he could see that hedge. And he knows, you think he's stupid. He sees fire. And you want him to go and throw himself in the fire. He said, God, I'm not stupid. This is the reason why you take this hedge around, you know, off around him and see what I will do to him. The Lord said, I have removed it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do everything that you want to do. You are saying that my son Job has faith in me because of the blessings that I have blessed him, because of everything that I have done for him. Go ahead. Go and try him. Go. But one thing, don't touch his life. That is why we said, as far as there is a scent of water, there is what? There is hope. As far as you are still alive, there is hope. No matter how much you'll be going through. No matter how much a child of God will be going through. This is why when we stand on our position of truth, we are not moved by the circumstances. We are not moved by what people will say. We are not moved by the conditions that we might be going through as life trials. But we are moved by the word of the living God. If God has said so, it is because it is definitely hidden in God according to the it is written concerning your life. Many that you started with, they might be so far. You are still behind and still going through a time of trials and all that. But let me tell you, life is not a race. Life is not a race of how much achievement we get. But life is a race looking unto Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. that every single word that is written concerning your life, you live your life unto that fulfillment. You don't check yourself according to the standard of people. You do not check your life according to what people expect you to have in life. But you check your life according to the standard of the living word. What God has said about you. Are you living your life to bring forth that accomplishment upon your life? This is what life is all about. And we must be in the position to know this, you know, reality truth. Reality truth. We are taking people to cemeteries every single day. Every single day. The best thing that they can do for you is we go to the cemetery out there and we pay amount of money probably to give you a space to bury you. And the ones that have more opportunities, maybe we can build a little house for the family to come and celebrate your death from time to time. But that is all that you might have. And even that one, we could tell that they didn't take it with them. Because we can see that little house in the cemetery, but we could not see the person. We cannot see the person. You can gain the whole world. If you lose your soul, it is finished for you. One must have a clear understanding of the purpose of life. One must have a clear understanding of the reason of life. If your husband is going to be a problem for your downfall, to go back home, you better think twice and pray for God to come into the situation to help you. If your children are going to be the reason of your downfall, you better think twice and pray for God to come in and help you. Because you see, judgment day, it is not in family. We don't go before the King of Glory in the judgment day. God, this is my family. Please judge us. No way. You're going to stand there alone. You are going to stand there alone. Everyone by himself. That is what I keep saying. I said, understand the principles of life. Trust in God with what must be trusted. Put in what must be taken in so that what comes out is always edifying you and edifying others and building your environment to survive this journey of life. So important. You can't stand one day before Almighty God and say that, Lord, my husband frustrated me so much. This is the reason why I couldn't accomplish any plan that you gave me. God said, really? That is why that you, as a child of God, you must look into your life every single moment and make sure that you are doing the right thing. If you allow someone to kill you, if you allowed yourself to become a victim of people's craftiness and people's decisions, you are just a victim. And God is not going to excuse you for that. Do you know that there is no mercy in heaven? There is no mercy in heaven. You can't stand one day before Almighty God and say that, Lord, I was playing the drums in the church. I was singing worship. I was standing preaching your word. Have mercy upon me. Mercy is only for here. It's only for here. That day, everything is over. That very moment, the moment that you close your eyes, there is something that just, you know, blew my mind. Somebody asked me a question. He said, Pastor, you are talking about people's name being blotted out of the book of life. When is God blotting somebody's name from the book of life? If your name is blotted out of the book of life, that's it. Which means that everyone that is here, all of us, our names are just right there. And we are living life to keep our names in the book of life. That day, when your name is not there, this is it. It's finished. So to answer the question, I said, my understanding is this. You keep on looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. Continue living a life that is pleasing in the sight of Almighty God. Seek to believe in God and please Him according to what He has called you to do in life. Until that day of death comes, the moment that one dies without accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, without fulfilling God's plan, and matter of fact, God's plan cannot be fulfilled outside Christ. This is the reason why I said, once you die without knowing Jesus, that day the Lord sees you. He said, this is it. There is no counsel in the grave. His name must be removed from the book of life. And that will be the day that everything is over. But till then, we still have the ability and the possibility to change things. The book of Acts, Acts 17 and the verses 30. Christ is not condemning no one. None of us is so righteous in the sight of Almighty God. By the time he said that, the time that you did not know, God overlooked at it. The time of ignorance, Almighty God overlooked. He said he wrinkled at it. But now that the knowledge has come to you, it is your responsibility to set things right. It's not too late. May the Lord God give us that wisdom. Amen. So how do you know you have faith in God? How do you know you have faith in God? I have put some words here. I said it is very easy to trust God when things are going smoothly. And it is very true. It is very, very easy in life to trust God when everything looks okay. Matter of fact, this is the time that you praise God so much. You come, you stand here, and you are praising the holy name of the living God. You come, you stand here, and you are giving testimony of what God is doing for your life. Why? Because you see the blessings. You see the blessings. How many of us are really able to come and stand here when we are going through tough trials? The day of trial, the day of adversity, when you'll be going, when your faith is being trialed, this is the time that you will know if you have faith or not. But when everything is just going well, it is so easy to have faith in God. Let us not deceive ourselves. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is meant to bring us to reality. Bringing us to reality. This is not something that you must fake. You know yourself. This life, it is you that is living it. When something is not right, you know it is not right. When you are thirsty, the same way that you know you need to drink, come back to the reality and start working upon yourself. God is not condemning you. That is so wonderful about God. Come back and start seeking the leadings of the Holy Spirit for the Lord to see you through. So easy to have faith when everything is going smoothly. We can imagine that we have a lot of faith until the time of trials come. And when that trial comes, this is the time of examination. That is the time that you yourself, you know if indeed you have faith in God or not. So in that direction, Peter made a statement in 1 Peter 1:7. He said that the trial of your faith, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This one is so important. So important. This is not a preaching, no. We are not preaching. We are talking about life. But we thank God that life is Jesus. He said, the trial of your faith. It is in time of that trial that you're going to find out who you truly are. If you are indeed of the Lord, or you are of the devil disguising yourself in the church. The time of trial. This is the time that you're going to see the reality of the person. You are a child of God. You keep praying all this while. You have been praying, binding Satan, losing people, and etc. The day that you yourself is going through that situation, do you know where you go? You are seeking for the other side, for release. May the Lord have mercy upon us. In time of temptation, this is not the time for a child of God to be running to Baba. In time of temptation, this is the time that indeed you are going to have your personal testimony that indeed you have a God. But when everything is fine, God, I thank you. I bless your name. Who told you that God even bless you? Maybe the enemy is giving you all this stuff that you just send them to God, not knowing that it's a covenant in the family. It's a covenant in the family. But you are not having full understanding. The very day that you'll be going through situations, that is the day that you will see who truly you are. Where you will run to. Where you'll be seeking for solutions. That day, it's not easy to pray when you are going through situations. And matter of fact, when somebody, we stood out here and we started praying for the man of God who cannot do anything. This is a man who has been standing for souls. When I saw the picture, they had all this hospital equipment upon himself. He's not talking. His speech has been taken out. Brain cancer. So the mind is not, and he's completely unconscious. You tell me, what type of prayer that can this man pray? One must understand the principles of life. Somebody asked me, Pastor, since the Bible says that when we pray, it's like we are putting our money to our heavenly account. So, could that be possible that if a time comes and I'm not praying, can I possibly go to that bank and withdraw some of my prayers? Look at you. Why would you even have such a question? The Lord said, pray without. It's like you asking yourself, can I possibly stop breathing and live? You have the answer. You stop praying, you start dying. You stop praying, you start dying. It's very simple. It is not in time of war that we prepare for war. It is in time of peace. So as far, these are life principles. We don't need anyone to preach this type of things to us. That is why we say we are not preaching. We are talking about life. By the time that the strength is there, as far as there is strength in you, you must understand the principle that governs this world. To keep you going. To keep your seed going when you even when you are not around. David said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the Lord forsaking the righteous, neither his seed begging for bread. So when you are not around, the hedge of protection will still work upon your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke 22 and the verses 31 and 32. There is a situation with Jesus and Simon Peter. The Lord said unto Simon Peter, he said, Simon, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that he may sift you as a wheat. But I have prayed for you, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith faileth not. We thank God. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus Christ praying for us. Do you know the type of prayer that Christ is praying for us? We all know that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And he is having his second ministry, which is a high priest. The role of the high priest is to stand in the gap for the congregation. So Jesus Christ right now, at the right hand of the Father in heaven, all that Christ is doing is praying for us. The Lord is praying for you. Jesus Christ, every single moment, is standing and praying for you. What type of prayer that you think that Jesus is praying for you? You ask yourself, what type of prayer do you think that Jesus Christ is praying for you? You think Jesus is praying for your fellowship of worship be increased for your life? I don't think so. It is inbuilt. It is part of the heavenly assignment over your life here. Satan is looking to swift you, Peter. But I have prayed for you. And the prayer that he prayed, he said, I have prayed that your faith will not fail. I have prayed that the trial of your faith will not fail. This is the type of prayer, the high priest prayer. And I pray for somebody here that the trial of your faith will not fail in time of trial in the name of Jesus Christ. This is where the problem is. When everything is fine, everything is just fine. But the moment that your finances will be touched, your children are touched, your marriage is touched, your fellowship with God is touched, your health is touched, this is the time that we will know if truly you believe in God or not. This is the time. So once we know that, you know, the situation can go to the extent that, look, we said the man of God, struggling for his life, lying down there, cannot do anything. One must be conscious about life, events in life. Anything can happen. Then as far as there is strength, one cannot decide that I'm not going to pray today. I am not going to read my Bible. I am not going to have any fellowship. I am not going to church. I am not going to do what I have been called to do. That is not wisdom. That is not wisdom. Because if that is the case, let me tell you, a time will come that you wouldn't need to even ask yourself if you are or you are not. The point is that you can simply not. You can simply not. It's like the children that are struggling with their parents. He's not 18 years old yet. So he's fighting the parents from all corner. And when I grow, I will go out from this house and I'll have my liberty. I told somebody, I said, don't worry. Don't worry, because you don't have to do anything to grow. As far as you are still around and you see the days passing, don't worry. 18 years, you will have it. You will have it. You don't have to work to grow. Age will catch you up. Little one yesterday was telling me, he said, Pastor, I have been working this vacation so much and all my money has been taken out because I have been buying this and that. He said, I wish I go back to the time that my parents could just do all these things for me. I said, you really? Praise be the living God. Amen. We thank God, because when you have come to know that this is the reality of life, your eyes is being opened. Amen. We can never ever take for granted what God is doing for us. I pray for you that the trial of your faith will not fail. Philippians 1:29 says, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Jesus Christ, but also to suffer for his sake. You see how faith and the trial goes together. Unto you, it is given to believe. But you see, we take just that portion of the scripture. And the trial of faith, to suffer for his sake. That one we say, I bind it. Lord, this is not from you. Hey, I just read it to you. They go together. Do you want me to read it again? Let me read it again. About the faith and the suffering. So when a child of God is going through situations, and you are just, Satan, I bind you. Sometimes it's not Satan that you need to bind. You just need to be strengthened in the faith, because it is part of your life journey. He said it just right here. Philippians 1:29. Unto you, it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. This is Bible. This is Bible. So, once we come to reality that this is what Christianity is all about, believing in Jesus Christ and being able to stand the day of adversity, that's what life is all about. The day of adversity, we don't know when that day is coming. The day of adversity, the day that you're going to go through trials, maybe it might not just be you, but something that is going to happen and trigger your life to be going down and down and down and down. And you are just fainting. That is the time that you can stand out there and say that, Lord, I believe in you, or Lord, I thought I have faith, but sorry, strengthen my faith. And we thank God for every single word that comes out of him. He said, the throne of grace that we cherish so much. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. That is, we come in because we come in with all our shortness. The mercies of the Lord will forgive us. And then, find grace to help in time of need. So one must have a clear conscience of what the grace of God is all about. Don't call upon grace when you don't need it. When you need the mercies of the Lord, ask for the mercies. When you need grace, but do not sit down and waste it until it is too late before you call on the grace of God. Let me explain myself. Let's say you have decided to climb a mountain. And as you are climbing the mountain, you know, you hang on one of the places where you can get hold of. And you realize that it wasn't that strong enough. So you are coming down. It looks like you are going to fall. What will be your choice? The best choice will call for help. The best choice will call for help. Will call for help. So you were just there instead of calling for help, because you went there, this team, even with an helicopter just sitting down right there. But you see, I don't know what you are trying to prove to people. You keep, you know, struggling, trying to let them believe that you are still in control. Meanwhile, you are failing. And the next thing you know, you fell. But we thank God, by the time when you were coming down, there was a little branch at the side. So you fell on the branch and your coming down was not that great. So the branch helped you. You just broke a little leg here. The helicopter rushed. They took you to hospital. We thank God there was a godly medical doctor there. He came with the knowledge that God gave him. He helped you to fix that leg. Now you are healed. You come to church and now you are, we thank God, just limping. God's mercies. Amen. The Lord had mercy on you. The Lord had mercy on you. You could have been dead at that time, but we thank God for the branch. We thank God for the helicopter. We thank God for the doctorly, the godly doctor. And now we thank God that you are limping. You are not dead. The other side, you also have the solution by the time that you are hanging there, not to try to prove to people that you are so strong, but call upon the name of the living God. Lord, your grace. He said, my grace, it is sufficient for you. Call upon that grace. We call on the grace in time of need. In time of need. So when I need it, this is the time. Lord, please, I need help. Hey, helicopter, run. The next thing you know, you have these super guys that have been trained on the helicopter to catch up people that are falling from the mountains. They just caught you just right there. You came down. You are as strong as you started. You couldn't get to the top, for sure, but you are not dead. And you are walking as you went there. This is the difference between the mercies of God and the grace of God. May the Lord help us to call upon the grace before it is too late upon our lives. Everything has been given, but we want to prove ourselves. I don't know why. People's judgment are so important to us. God is the one that called you. The life that you are living, it is you that is going to be judged. Not what people are saying about you. So why do you care so much about what they say? Matter of fact, people are people. Jesus made a statement. He said, I know what is in man, so I do not commit myself in man. Anyone that will live and put in his trust in man, you are heading to crash. Because that is the nature of man. Man will love to, even your own parents, as much as they love you, a time will come, they want to help you, but they cannot. They cannot. But we thank God for the one who faileth never and ever. That is Almighty God. To him alone be the glory. Amen. So during the time of tribulation, our faith should not fail. And the book of Romans 10:17, please be alert. We're talking about life. He says, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, according to this word, we cannot expect to have faith in God when we are not listening to God. It is his word that brings forth faith in God. Do you know that everything that you look or that you see or that you hear, it builds faith in you? Everything. Televisions, radios, readings of books and all that is the principle of life. That is how we are taught in life. The school you go to, these are the things that build, you know, are building your system values. The place you live, the people around you, all these count for one's knowledge of life. So what you develop to listen will build faith. Will build faith. So if you are around people that are not edifying you, some people last week, we were talking about it. Some people, when they open their mouths, it's like sharp sword into people's hearts. They kill with their mouths. They kill with their mouths. And the mouth is given to edify. So as a child of God, people must be, you know, they must love coming to you and share their struggles with you. But if someone is going through a problem and then talk to their colleagues, I was looking for sister. Oh, is Sister Comfort here? He said, what is going on? Oh, I just wanted to talk to her. You want to talk to Comfort? Our own Comfort? Hey, please, don't. Don't. Look at you. You're supposed to be a child of God. Somebody wants to talk to you, and someone is advising her or him not to talk to you. What is it? Because you yourself, not even your household, you yourself has become the CNN center broadcaster. Every time that someone in town wants to know something, have you called the center? They will know information. Nobody can trust you with anything. And you go about telling people's business to others. You are killing. Murderer. This is called a Christian murderer. He moves around and just killing people. Destroying homes. Some people, that is what they do. If you allow them to come, open your house to them, where there is peace, by the time that they leave, you just give a few hours or a few days. They will scatter your home. They will scatter your home. And they will be calling you. Hey, Akosia. Akosia. My own sister, Akosia. Say, what is it? Have you heard? Look at you. Look at you. So if you do not have the wisdom, you will always be listening to, the hearing of what they are bringing you. Problems. The same person that called you and talked to you is the same one that is going to call another one and tell the person that, do you know what Akosua told me about you? And it goes on and on and on and creating problems. A child of God, what you listen, that is what builds your faith. So what is the base of our faith as children of God? Well, our faith is based on things that never change. Our faith must be based on things that are not changing. What is it? Number one, that the Lord is on the throne. Number two, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus Christ. Number three, that our sins are all forgiven. And number four, that Satan is permanently defeated on the cross. That is the faith that a child of God must have. And you must have this in you. And as you are moving on in life. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 says, he said, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also will make a way for you to escape. So every time that a trial will come on a child of God's life, you have to know it's because God had allowed it. If God allowed it, the Lord also have a way out. A way out. That is why that no matter how much is released upon your life, you have to know that there is a solution. God will make a way. God will make a way. I'm telling somebody here, maybe you are going through so much, but no matter how much you are going through, it is not the end yet. Because the end will be the way of the living God. As far as God has not provided you with that way, you are not done with that trial yet. But the Lord will see you through. May your faith be built so that you will continue on during, that time of trial of your faith. You will come out. Every time that your faith is trialed and you come out successfully, automatically you are being promoted. You are being promoted. Who is the child out there that goes to school? And the day of examination, the parents will tell, my child. So the child comes to you and says that, daddy, I'm sick. I'm sick. But you know that this is the day of examination. Even if the child is sick, you are going to try as much as possible that child is well and going to school to take that exam. Because that is what is going to promote the child. That is what is going to promote the child. Our faith that are being trialed are meant to promote us unto God's glory. Say amen. The promises of the Lord. We have faith. Isaiah 49, 23. He said, the kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their faces towards the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that waited for me. Hallelujah. He said the kings and the queens are going to bow. When the Lord is with you, no matter how much you'll be going through, God will definitely see you through. And all they that were seeking for your downfall, they will come to find out that you are not dead, you are still alive. Anybody who had already prepared a funeral cloth to go to your funeral, they will never have chance to wear it in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 54, 17. The Lord made a promise. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the living God, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. I pray for somebody here that every fear that the enemy is entertaining on your way be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have always been saying this. I said, you know what? You are not to be afraid, but continue doing what you must do as a child of God. Because one thing about, us to know of our enemies, when the enemy gathered together and planning against your life, you know what? God sees them from heaven. When they plot saying anything that they are going to carry forth to crush your life, do you know what? God's ears is also what? Hearing it all. When they move in action to come and finish you, the eyes of the living God is also seeing them. So when the Lord says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, it is because he's talking in his abilities, in his mighty power, in his knowledge, in his he's almighty. A child of God must have that faith in God, that his God indeed is on the throne. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless his word in your life. May the Lord bless his purpose for your life. Every power seeking for your downfall, they will fall. Anybody who has scheduled you to die, you will go to their funeral. Anything that is breaking your faith, the Lord shall break them. Unto God alone be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.